The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful.
Hello and a pleasant good day. Today is Thursday, February 15th. I don't know the days of the week. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. I want to first extend another happy Valentine's Day to my beautiful wife, Kenra. Kenra, there. I'm not sure if she's listening today because she may be actually working. She's not like me who idle and I have time to listen to Guardian Radio all day, nonstop. Don't turn off the knob. But I want to wish her a happy Valentine's Day. Also want to extend happy Valentine's Day to you too, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much for the jujus yesterday.
Absolutely.
That made me smile all day whilst we were on location. So I want to say I appreciate you.
I want to say thank you to the listener, caller, trivia participant, who gave me those jujus.
Oh, Nick, someone gave. Oh, nice. I appreciate
absolutely
that.
So I had to share the love.
Yes.
I just wanted to say it's two phrases that I've picked up from Valentine's Day that I promise myself that I will continue to use throughout the years. The first one is today in the 14th?
The 15th now.
I forget what day it is.
Yeah.
I will use that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is, did anybody ask you to tell truths unprovoked today?
That's a deep statement.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Did anybody ask you to tell truths unprovoked today?
No one asked you to do that.
Nobody asked you to talk about me and you today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
All the confessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them two phrases I take in into perpetuity.
Yes. Today we're talking tourism. I think it's needed to talk about tourism today because of the headlines. We have a number of headlines happening today. And because of the issues, bad press that we're having at this present time, and all of the energy and effort our Minister of Tourism is doing, our Prime Minister is doing, I say, hey, there are one or two things that is in the news that needs to be have some interrogation about. Okay, let me start off. This is the main story that pricked my mind that I said I want to have a conversation with Aaron about today. I'm going to talk about Goodman's Bay Beach. Goodman's Bay Beach.
Did you say that incorrectly? Goldwyn's Bay Beach?
No, it's not Goldwyn's Bay Beach. It's Goodman's Bay.
I just said it wrong.
I see you, what you're trying to say, but it's not Goodman's Bay Beach. But we can delve into that still.
Yeah.
Recently, the Ministry of Tourism, the people from downtown Bay Street development thing, has demolished the old, what do you call that, gambling place?
Gaming house?
The gaming board, old gaming board.
The building.
Building, right? And they say that they plan to eventually make it a green space.
Next to a green space.
Yes, a green space
next
to a green
space. Did they say they're going to incorporate it into the existing green space, or they say they're going to make a green space next to the green space?
They didn't go in detail. They didn't give us a timeline on when they plan to do it. And then looking at the timeline for Bay Street and their green space, which they don't have a timeline for, it's going to be an empty space.
What green space?
The ones, the buildings they bulldozed on Bay.
The plan is to turn those into green spaces?
Yes, the plan is to partner with the owners. Because remember, they spoke to the owners to bulldoze their building. And the owners did agree that the government can use their space in the medium time until they get ready to use it and turn it into a green space. But that's been several months, and there's no green space.
No housing.
No
housing of Bahamian business tourists to
fact,
enjoy.
A number of those spaces have now overgrown again, right? It's like bush space. And I am concerned because there should have been a master plan, a timeline to say, well, in 4 months, we'll have one space to be a nice green space. So I'm going back to Goodman's Bay. I'm watching that space be cleared, and I say, oh Lord, it could be another Bay Street where nothing is going to be done because there's no timeline. We can't say it's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now, or ever. You just say, I have the promise. But Goldman, see, I tell you, it's going to bring them back into it. They give a
proposal,
because I didn't say proposition is a bad word.
I was going to say propaganda, but that's a horrible word.
They give a proposal, and I sent you something I want you to read. Do you have that? Get that queued up of their proposal. And I said, this is not a bad proposal. This is a proposal that Bahamians should consider, at least entertain. The government, Minister of Tourism, who the Prime Minister's office they across the road from, right, should entertain it. And then, and there are people like you at times are concerned.
You mean like how we were made to entertain cars parked on medians in places where they obviously should not be parked during the construction of buildings on that same strip?
Right across from the Prime Minister's office, he drove past them. He saw them because mm-hmm. he got to drive past them. But yes, it's not there anymore. People complained, and then news media started talking about it, and they moved the cars from off the median, which shouldn't have never been there in the first place because they paid to get the grass cut and maintained. But anyway, but I want to hear about their proposal. I want everyone to listen to the proposal. And is it something that we can entertain, especially when the people are concerned about, y'all trying to own this whole beach, Goldman?
Listen, you know, thank you for bringing this back up. Let me read. What's the name of the article, though?
I don't know. I just seen the cut piece.
I've seen the article. It's definitely from the Nassau Guardian. I have read from this article.
Okay.
We're offering the government on La Playa to spend $9 million. $6 million is toward the renovation and maintenance of sections of the park, such as the public bathroom.
See, that's where I want to park.
Pause.
Not La Playa now.
What is La Playa?
La Playa is the building that the government bought a couple of years ago. And they bought it dilapidated, and now it's worse dilapidated. And we have no clue what we're building. However, Foreign Affairs said, I want to use this dilapidated building to put us there. And Wynn said,
okay. Why would Foreign Affairs need to be there?
Because they want to see the view. It's a good view. So Wynn gave a proposal, which will include Foreign Affairs also. And that's written into the article too.
Let me continue reading. I'll start at the beginning. Quote, we're offering the government on La Playa to spend $9 million.
That's a building. Mm-hmm.
$6 million is toward the renovation and maintenance of sections of the park, such as the public bathroom.
$6 million for the park. This is Goodman's Bay. Go ahead.
We want to maintain that and for the foreign ministry to have a space on the third floor or fourth level. Hold on. Why is Goldwyn saying that, and we want to maintain that and for the foreign ministry to have a space on the third floor?
Because
why is Ministry of Foreign Affairs having conversations with this developer?
I think Foreign Affairs now owns it. But initially, the former Prime Minister, Perry Christie, gave a proposal to Goldwyn to renovate the building, right? And they can use it for official use for meeting houses, like when the Prime Minister is having meetings for these.
So a foreign entity is going to pay for the renovation of a building for our Ministry of Foreign Affairs to sit in?
Well, it's going to be the Prime Minister.
Who's going to provide the televisions? Are they smart televisions? Who can provide the televisions?
Well, they didn't go in detail. The idea was that all of the expenses are going to be the private entity, and then we have access to it. Like when it's not booked,
If for any reason I as a citizen feel the need to protest the actions of my Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I can go to a public entity. I can go to land owned by the government, and I could stand on that land and I could protest.
It's to be owned by government. It's just that it's renovated and maintained by the private company. Yeah, finish reading that. Yo, we want to be dilapidated for another 20 years?
No, I was thinking, you know that song?
You know, we bought six mansions. You know mansions all dilapidated.
You know that song they put in the commercial?
Which one?
There may be trouble ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But while there's cake and champagne and romance, mm-hmm. all the politicians will dance. That's a Bahamian cover of that song. Mm-hmm. I continue to read from the article, we stopped at public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We want to maintain that and for the foreign ministry to have a space on the third floor or fourth level overlooking a renovated park and the ocean, which is tremendous because that's what you are showcasing can be done in the Bahamas, and here you are showcasing it, and it would look great, said Wynn, I guess, in a statement. The article continues, quote, "We're going to demolish the running track, rebuild it with a concrete path and a rubberized floor."
That's the walking trail you're talking about
now.
"And
there will be three lanes in the colors of the Bahamian flag."
Pretty, isn't it?
You envision it? No. Okay. I picture in it. That's my
Goodman's Bay is a popular recreational space for Bahamians and residents of the Bahamas. Many use the stretch of beach for exercise, and the excerpt cuts off there. Mm-hmm. The article continues. "La Playa's overgrown foliage makes it barely visible from the street. The once stately mansion has long been an eyesore. If the government agrees to Wynn's proposal, it would mean the Wynn stamp would be on an even more sizable swath of the West Bay Street in the area across from the golf course at Cable Beach and the office of the Prime Minister." End of excerpt.
I'm prepared to ignore the stamp.
Swath of land they will occupy if the government accepts this proposal?
I'm saying that the beach, Goodman's Bay, can do with some renovation. It could do with some renovation, and we need to consider this offer. There's PPP. There's a PPP.
Let's stop it. It needs renovation.
Yes.
It's due for renovation. Beaches and Parks doing?
What is Beaches and Parks doing?
What are the existing corporate partners doing?
What are the existing corporate partners doing?
Beaches and Parks, are they getting fired? Is that what's happening? Why can't Beaches and Parks properly manage Goodman's Bay?
Is anything properly managed in the Bahamas? You go to that bathroom now.
Two to three stalls. PPPs aren't properly managed in the Bahamas.
You go to that bathroom, two to three stalls. What do you call it now? It's closed. Out of order, out of service. You go to the fish fry,
How many stalls are there in total?
It's about three.
And two or three of them out of...
Yeah, that's your point. You have one, working for one. You go to the fish fry, the same thing, especially in the women's bathroom, when you have three stalls and only one working, right? Only one has a door. The other two just open. You just can't sit there at all, right? So now that we realize we have a problem, in all of the beach bathrooms, right? From all of the vandalism, right? So we have an entity that is prepared to invest for the benefit.
We can't. No? Now we have to examine conflicts of interest, because now I want to know, has the government allowed this space to become dilapidated in the hopes that Bahamian would raise their arms? Oh, God, thank you, somebody come in to save us and fix it up for us and put their stamp on it as a part of the huge swath of land that they already occupy and pristine property in New Providence?
When last you went down Bay Street?
I drove Bay Street.
And the reason why I asked that is there's no public bathroom on Bay Street.
I've talked about it extensively as a part of a human rights conversation. I've talked about it extensively as a part of a healthcare as human rights conversation, when we know we have so many non-communicable diseases and diseases that impact men's ability to hold their urine, and you have no public bathrooms downtown.
And see, this is where I have to question Ministry of Tourism in terms of the effort, right? When I start thinking about beaches,
Ministry
and parks.
No. First of all, the effort that the Ministry of Tourism puts out is tremendous. Unfortunately, it's focused solely on tourists, foreign investment.
You think that's a problem?
Of course, it's not as big of a problem as the government proposing a tourism development corporation and a tourism development fund, when other ministries have been begging for ministry-specific funds so that they can collect taxes to direct towards education, healthcare, right, housing. But all of a sudden, tourism gets a fund, and then they outline that everybody...
See, I want to have it juxtaposed to the Queen's Staircase. Just recently, our government has signed a contract, several $100,000 contract, right, with private companies. I think Atlantis is one of those companies, right, where they will manage the Queen's staircase. When they say manage, they will fix the bathrooms. They will fix the waterfall, right? They will fix the bricks and whatever it is for the staircase itself.
Why do people keep volunteering for jobs that they don't know how to do and they don't want to do?
Well, why is the government can do it.
The government can do it.
But they're
the
not
government
doing it.
Doesn't want to do it. Mm.
I happened to go into Fort Finn Castle. I see the caller there. Mm-hmm. And caller, we're coming to you right now. Producer, get ready for caller. I went to Fort Finn Castle yesterday or the day before. Dilapidated. I'm not sure if anyone noticed it. I mean, all of the what do you call it, the shacks where the people still straw, the straw holes. I took pictures of it. I haven't posted yet. But and I said, wait, this is our premier thing. When they have holes.
Like,
and then the rats running that. Anyway, let's go to the. To the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning. I'm Aaron C. How are you?
Morning.
Good. I just wanted to make a comment. I wonder who's responsible for these bathrooms and stuff, because I was recently in Long Island, and they have public restrooms almost every other settlement for tourists. Very well maintained, very well kept, very clean, a signage out to the road to let you know that there's a public restroom through that street. And also signs for each settlement. I don't know, is that more local government
It's probably local government and community organization.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so well organized. The signage is so well, it's very clear. And, you know, the bathrooms are, like I say, every other settlement for the tourists. And if you're touring the island and you want to have a pit stop, you can go and stop, and it's out by so like an area close by, like a little bit of a water type view and what have you.
Yes.
So why can't that happen in Assa?
Right, and then Bahamians could use it as well, right? Like exist.
Yeah, Bahamians can use it exactly.
Yeah, yeah, just make it exist, and then let's make sure it goes over the hill as well. Because tourists are now living over the hill in Airbnbs, they're taking tours and self-drive tours over the hill. Should they not also, I mean, it is the most infuriating of issues. Do men and women not have to use the bathroom?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Thank you very much, caller.
You were discussing it, I don't think this.
It doesn't
exist. On an island, you know, where tourists frequent. So, you know, why can't we just transfer that or have that done here, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to say shout out to Green Turtle Key, who we went camping, slept on the beach. The festival grounds, awesome, hot showers, clean bathrooms, lights, safe. Had an awesome time.
When last you went to Monique, has that bathroom been fixed yet?
No, it hasn't been fixed
you
yet.
You see what I mean? None of the bathrooms work.
Let's talk about it. Not only has the bathroom at the ramp side not been fixed yet, right? The business that's located on the western side of the beach, where no permanent structures are supposed to be erected, is functioning. People parking the cars all over the park.
Mm.
That one bathroom is working. And I just wonder, who is in charge?
Who is in charge?
Why is it that beaches don't have garbage bins that are suitable for the space and the capacity of people that use the beach?
Let's go to the next caller, Erin. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Erin.
Morning.
Listen, talking about the beaches, I have a question on tourism. Is the tourist charged to walk into, say, Fort McHugh,
yes.
Tour on their own?
Yes. No, there's supposed to be a guard there, and you pay $1 or $2 to get inside.
Okay. Now, I was curious because, you know, I saw someone there, and I saw the tourist hand them a $5 fee, and the tourist went in.
Yes.
And I was curious because I'm saying if the tourists pay, and I thought someone would go in and, you know, can answer questions or what's not, but he stays outside and collects the money while they go inside. So I was just curious about it. I didn't know it was
I don't think that's an interpreter. Like, I don't think they give tours. I think they just collect fees.
Hmm.
Oh.
But there's a charge. There is definitely a charge.
Okay. All right. I was just curious about it because I thought, you know, there was something else going on. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Good morning to both of you, especially my DNA guy with all those stuff on the arc.
Yes.
When are you going to address the fact that there are really no bus stops except for the one downtown on the Fox Hill Run? There are really no bus stops, and the bus drivers have to pull to the side, and then if they don't pull more off the road, they get booked. Go to court, the judge tells you, well, you know,
Bus drivers get booked for that?
Yeah, speak to some of them. And you'll find out that they really know. Now, you go on the Cable Beach one, they have official bus stops. But right there by Harbor Bay, that's not a bus stop. The guy put that there to advertise. Even on Village Road, that's advertisements.
That's why the people, all the taxis is parked on the sidewalk.
Why is it that we living in this? Now, you know what? If a tourist were to publish in their newspaper that I caught a bus, and the bus driver had let me know, I saw him get booked for stopping on, because there are no bus stops on Village Road. There's none.
Imagine that you have to catch the bus to go to school or work and it's raining.
Mm. You see, but there's none. But now, if you put that in the newspaper in America by some tourist, you'll see bus stops pop up.
Yeah. But more like the Prime Minister would say, we media should not put negative news about the Bahamas.
No, but that's that ain't negative. That's to get a positive result, my friend. Wake up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I have Absolutely. A text here that says, morning, I'm sick and I'm so sick. If these politicians entertaining, I'm so sick of these politicians entertaining these foreigners that run circles around them. They better not fool with Goodman's Bay or Bahamian's access to all of that beach. Let the devil fool them and see. But I'm not thinking that that's what they want us to do, no. I'm thinking that we have an opportunity of improving Goodman's Bay.
For who? For whom are we improving Goodman's Bay? And how long will it take for those who feel they have made the greatest investment
to claim the land?
To claim
the
use and to control.
I want to talk about Junkanoo Beach. But let's go to this caller and then we go to Junkanoo Beach next for that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good day. Morning. How you doing?
Morning.
You and Aaron Grant.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Morning.
Yeah. Listen, that's a good observation, y'all. Some good observations y'all are making. I'm new, however, I heard you mention something about Fortin Castle. This is a good chance for me to put it in a little clip. Why is it impossible that a tourist can get off the cruise ship downtown and by way of following signs, pointed direction, and like what we used to have with the different islands, that they can't just follow the signs and walk their way right to Fortin Castle, because this be all about laws trying to look for Fortin Castle.
That's to incentivize them to use taxis.
Pardon me?
I said I'm almost certain that's to incentivize them to use taxis.
Yeah, and another thing, when it comes to Fortin Castle, up there, if Miri say he went up there, and he see how small the area is, on the road is, why is it that the government don't make Fortin Castle proper, the area right there, pedestrian traffic only? Because up there it's be crowded with tourists, and you got cars and buses and stuff, and not just blowing horns and bumping people and sneaking by. That to me is an accident, a serious accident waiting to happen.
Mind you, it's an opportunity for someone who lives in
one of the properties or two down at the bottom and make proper parking for all the vehicles there, because in addition, the cars will be all through your corner blocking up the road and stuff, in addition to being up there. That's a very, very, very good observation.
It's a good observation.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully someone listening, we might give that to Randy Rule to see that. Okay, I have a text here that says, I have tried to get permission for 15 years to provide containerized bathrooms downtown with attendance during peak hours of use, but can never make progress with tourism and or Ministry of Works. It is even more possible now that the advanced sanitary technology. I guess you need to put that proposal in to the government. But let's talk about Junkanoo Beach. What's happening with Junkanoo government is proposing to clean up, to reorganize that beach in general.
Here's what I found in this article. Junkanoo Beach vendors back transformation plans in the Nassau Tribune, yesterday's paper. The Junkanoo Beach Association's president yesterday praised the government's plan to overhaul the destination as, quote, magnificent for the whole product overall, close quotes. Byron Coley Austin told Tribune Business he has been in discussions with the government and is backing its phased approach to implementing the upgrade so that no Junkanoo Beach vendors are displaced or disrupted. Quote, I'm not aware of anyone being displaced for us, he said. We don't know what their plans are, but our plans are that they should phase in one section, and as that opens, they should put the vendors that are here already into those newly renovated parts. Close quotes. This, quote, transition, Mr. Coley Austin explained, will help create a system of seniority for the established vendors. Junkanoo Beach is to be expanded from its current boundaries adjacent to the Margarita Beach Hotel and the ports to Arawaki. The first phase expansion will begin from the western end of Junkanoo Beach that is, quote, unoccupied, with the redevelopment working its way back eastward.
I appreciate Austin Coley and what he's doing for Junkanoo Beach now. His tiki hut thing is nice. However, it's blocking the beach. All of the vendors, I believe, may need to move, right? No? You like it? No, I don't like it at all. It's blocking the beach. I got to see the beach.
But now they're going to, if the vendors are moved west, they're going to block the whole view for people sitting in their cars. If you're sitting in your car now, you're going to be looking at booths. You're not going to be looking at the water.
But there needs to be a discussion. There needs to be discussion and some kind of conclusion where both can benefit. Or you need to have smaller shacks or more spaced out shacks where the viewing public, those who walk in that boardwalk type atmosphere, can see the beach. And how are people making money in terms of this helter-skelter, putting lawn chairs anywhere and owning the beach? And it's a public beach that I can't go on the beach now because they say, no, this is for my tourists. Something is wrong with that because the beaches belong to me. So yeah. I have serious concerns about
it. I mean, both the tourists and the vendor, you're there at our behest, right? You're there because we say you could be there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me continue to read from the article. The first phase expansion will begin from the western end of Junkanoo Beach that is unoccupied, with the redevelopment working its way back eastwards. Mr. Coley Austin said, quote, we hope that the government, will work with us in conjunction with this to ensure that as phases 1, 2, and 3, we can phase the vendors into phase 1, then phase 2, and then phase 3 so that no one is displaced. The JBA is suggesting that they put 13 new stalls on phase 1, and we're proposing that when they finish those first 13 stalls, they should phase the vendors from the east end down into the 13 new spots. Then they should come into phase 2 where the present vendors are, so when they renovate that area, the transition can be fluid and that they can move the 13 new vendors back into phase 1 once we have been relocated back into phase 2. Mr. Coley Austin said the switch is the best thing to do so none of the vendors will be displaced. The association is said to be supportive of the proposed expansion as it has been years in the making. Quote, once we can put the political differences aside, we can all work for one common goal, Mr. Coley Austin added. A government senator earlier this week pledged that no existing vendors will be displaced when the project to revive and upgrade Junkanoo Beach begins in the 2024 first quarter. Randy Roll, also the Ministry of Tourism, Investments and Aviation's Global Relations Consultant.
It's a big title.
It's a foreign title. Told the Senate that a staged approach to the revitalization will be undertaken so as to minimize disruption for vendors and tourists alike. The head of the government's downtown Nassau revitalization effort said, quote, I am also proud to announce that there is forward motion to begin the revitalization of Junkanoo Beach. Groundbreaking is scheduled for the first quarter of this year. I'd like to take this time to note that none of the current vendors will be displaced as this project will be rolled out in a phased approach starting from the western end of Junkanoo Beach to the eastern end.
Have you seen any master plan yet, Aaron?
Of course not.
So how they can be starting projects with a master plan, man?
Here's what my concern is. While the global relations consultant is certain that no vendors will be displaced, there's no indication that those vendors will be returned to what they perceive as the prime location on Junkanoo Beach. And is this going to be another instance where a PPP warrants that the private part of the partnership is privileged over the public side of the partnership? And will those vendors and will we as Bahamians lose access to the most prime part of Junkanoo Beach for the sake of tourism?
We have to be invested. Let's we have some callers here, Aaron. So let's go to the callers, right? And I also, this is for the prior caller. Also, the response to about the tours at Fort
Fincastle.
No, the one next door.
Oh,
Montague.
Yeah.
Says good morning. I do a food and history tour at Fort Montague. Is our first stop. The cost is $2 per person, and the government does have a tour guide, informative history of the fort. So
awesome.
That's some information.
So for $2, you get.
I remember it's $2. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $2. Let's go to that first caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, Carl.
Good morning, my brother and sister.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I really, really love this conversation for a number of reasons. Firstly, you know, like you said, I haven't seen a master plan for this development. Secondly, where is the public voice in this development prior to implementation? Does government under the perception that the public should not have a say into this. Aaron, you brought up something very interesting why I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking consideration right now, the beauty of cars parked along that causeway, looking at the cruise ships coming through the cut and coming through the cut to come into port and stuff, that plays a very essential role, whereas many persons take photographs as part of a scenic, you know, something that is very scenic. I mean, when is the public really going to take part into these discussions prior to these purported implementations? And then lastly, you know, what is the end goal or the end result for persons currently, for instance, where Tiki Hut is and those other straw vendors and other persons on that end? What is the end result of that area? Is that area now become the boundary of the Point and Margaritaville? Or is it to be not energized, but restored and really become something even more pristine for not just the tourists to use, but the Bahamians also to have access still to that section of the beach? They are just some of the concerns I have, and perhaps Randy Roll or whoever represents this initiative should come to the public and make it very clear what is actually the end goal of out there on the beach side. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And he's asking for the master plan.
Yeah.
What is the master plan? What is the agenda? What you plan to do? The same thing with Goodman's Bay. What is the master plan? You bulldoze the gaming building,
yeah,
and you say you're gonna build a park. But what type of park?
And
how?
And you didn't feel say any of this, considering it's right next to an existing park.
Yeah. I have a text here say, if you think it's just an improvement on Goodman's Bay, then you are very naive. Those people will restrict hours of usage, restrict beach access, restrict what time you can use it, and restrict events. Hell no. I think that's a conspiracy theory. Man, it can't be that. I'm surely they're willing to partner with the government, especially
remember,
if it's a...
Remember public beach access on Paradise Island?
That's private property, though. Any minute they're getting ready to close. I wonder if I should be the first person
to mention. Isn't that a public access road where it's open 364 days of the year and on January 1st you close it to maintain your property rights?
You never notice that every so often they do close it? They close
no,
it.
No, I notice every so often nobody is enforcing the law.
Mm.
That's what I notice.
They close it.
Oh, I noticed that part. But I also notice that nobody's enforcing the law and nobody's taking Bahamians seriously when they attempt to have the law enforced.
Mm. But in the future, we will have to deal with Cabbage Beach in general in terms of how much access Bahamians will have to it, because it is private property. And I remember reading an article where they said they are about to build on that part of the land. The owners are ready to build. So they have to come with some
kind of...
They could only build
up to the high water mark.
But it's the high water mark where the access is. The access is what we're talking about. And they control the access. The beach could go on, just you can't use their access.
I don't understand why foreigners and people want to come in the Bahamas and be in the Bahamas but not be amongst Bahamians. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So this text says, Aaron, as is Wim... Developing is too close to the office of the Prime Minister and the Foreign Affairs Ministry, who lives in these units. That zone should sanitize from a security standpoint. Aaron, he's just saying it again. And I guess they're during their concern saying that the idea that a foreign investor is close to the Prime Minister office by due to proximity. Now they're suggesting that it be close to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's a no-no. It's a security risk.
All of it is problematic.
But we'll make space for them. They say they'd give you the fourth floor. No, it ain't going to happen. But Ministry of Foreign Affairs want the building, and they don't have the money. So how are we going to get it built?
I want to go to university, but I don't have the money either. I can sit home and eat salt. They should consider what they have in for dinner. It's as simple as that. Day before yesterday, we learned that one of the biggest barriers to the people receiving blood services at the bank, at the hospital in a timely and efficient, because a machine is no longer available for use because it was moved improperly, nullifying the warranty because it was succumbed with leaks. Right?
Yeah. Have another text.
That's what we need money for.
Yeah, but tourism keeping their money. That's but no one talking about it that they plan to keep anyway. Man, this text says, man, you know they can restrict access when they need and the government will say nothing. It will be a part of some hidden agreement that you can't see because no freedom of information. It's like a number of people just don't trust our government. It's going to be a PPP. It's going to be a private-public partnership. It's going to be open.
It's a problem because now we don't trust the public or the private. The public, having said the finance campaign reform and procurement regulations are foolishness, pie-in-the-sky type talk. No government has made a proper public disclosure outside of election disclosures since 2011. And those disclosures only covered up to 2008. It's unfortunate that the private now have part of this PPP has to understand that, yeah, we have very little trust for you, but imagine how little we trust our own government with this type of talk.
This text is reminding us or warning us that there are people fishing at Goodman's Bay where people swim.
Listen, the people fishing. I call the police all the time. The people fishing at Montague so nobody bothers them.
Wouldn't Wynn be able to police that? Say, hey, you can't fish? Since the police can't police it. Right, see? I'm showing you the benefits of Wynn. No? You want to see it? You still want to see it?
Flowers say everybody W-I-N, not everybody W-Y-N-N.
There you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nur. We're talking tourism. We're going to talk with the Minister of Tourism talking next. What does the headline say there? Read the headline there.
Cooper, we'll fight back on crime fair.
Yeah.
I fear you should be fighting back on crime.
Fight back on crime, yes. Anyway, we're going to be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's that time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd.
Starting at 10 a.m.,
admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring me, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri and, of course, Aaron Grimes with me as we talk in tourism and what is the headline in tourism. Recently, the Prime Minister told the press that, hey, y'all need to stop putting these bad news on the front page. Put it on page 3 or some sort. But definitely not the front page impacting tourism.
He said, don't report murders on the front page. And I agree with him.
Put it on page 3.
No, that's not what. Because you report homicides. The judge determines whether it's a murder or not.
You just want to change the word to homicide?
We put all homicide stories.
On the third page?
On the first page.
Oh, gosh. You ain't helping us. Use one of those people the Prime Minister talking about who ain't helping tourism.
You know what's not helping us?
What?
The constant suggestion that the lives of ordinary Bahamians are not worth the same as the lives of those of members of the political class.
But tourism is everybody's business.
The government has an obligation to attempt to resolve, to determine the cause of death for every citizen in this country. Our lives have value, whether we are murderers, whether we are thieves or politicians, nurses or doctors. All of our lives have value, and all of our deaths warrant recognition and acknowledgement. If people are being murdered in this country, they should not be left to die invisible.
Aaron, our prime minister is doing his tour. He's doing a national tour of against crime, to combat crime. He met with the church. He met with stakeholders, tourism stakeholders. I guess that's the hotel people, to fight back this negative press. And this is my question to you. What caused this negative press so that we can combat that? Yeah, he blamed. In fact, we are in Miami. Well, what did Miami Herald name?
We're in the Miami Herald today.
The Miami Herald making fun of our prime minister. Lord have mercy.
So here's the thing.
Saying that he trying to control the media. It's the media fault, the Miami Herald said.
It appears as if the bad press sits in one or two stories published in the international media that were totally and completely erroneous.
He's saying local. He said local media is causing the bad press.
That's not what I am talking to you about right now.
I talk with the Prime Minister.
I am saying that the actual bad press, mm-hmm. I think, is caused by one or two isolated stories that erroneously said that 18 tourists were murdered in the Bahamas in the month of January.
But that's been corrected still.
But that's not the point. The point is that somebody put those stories out there. And I would, if I were the government, mm-hmm. I would sue those publications. Because that's not a mistake you could make. Like you could make the mistake, say, but the difference between 25 and 15, mm-hmm. it could be a typo. People. Mm-hmm. Citizens were murdered in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But to come out of thin air with a story that said that 18 tourists, right? I would.
So you say you don't think it's by accident that was purposely done that you're trying to say?
I'm saying that first thing I'm saying is that I think that is where the bad press sits. Not with anything that's being reported in our papers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The second question to be asked is, were those unintentional mistakes, or was it an intentional effort?
It'd been in three different
to
papers.
To sully the name. It'd be in three different papers, but it could have originated from one source article, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a definite intentional attempt to besmirch and defame the country? Those are the two things that have to happen.
Remember we had this cruise guy who was intentionally trying to sabotage
some website business called Cruise Law or something like that.
And every negative, and he spin it, whatever. You think that these stories may be generated from someone like that, of that ilk, to say, hey, I get the Bahamas by the grip. And are you going to make sure these get the negative spin as possible?
It is possible. And if the Ministry of Tourism is going to demand the lion's share of revenue generated by the country, then they need to develop a unit whose job it is just to scour the media, international media, pull stories, determine who these people are, why they're saying what they are saying, and whether it needs to be addressed, whether they need to be engaged, or whether we just need to respond with different types of media stories about the Bahamas. That's just like very simple. But that bad press didn't come from news being printed in our papers.
So why did the Prime Minister suggest such? He had a meeting with them. He said, y'all is causing that. Y'all need to stop putting it on the front page and put it on page 3.
I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
And of course now,
I don't know who advised him to do that.
People saying, look at the Prime Minister of the Bahamas telling media not to print the news.
In fact, a listener just sent me a screenshot of an article in the Miami Herald. Mm. Bahamas leader blames media stories about the country's spike in crime for hurting tourism.
Mm. It's media fault. You ain't the criminals.
It's not media's fault. The media has an obligation to the people of the Bahamas.
You think?
To share news with them that's important for them.
They need to partner with the government. we have a plan, and the negative news ain't helping us.
No, no. I think we've reached once again the same point of critique where how many of our rights will the state breach in order to make their mediocre work of governance look spectacular? I'm sorry, caller.
Call back, caller. We have a couple of minutes to admit that you can call back now. I have a number of people texting saying they're concerned about the Wynn employees parking in the Goodman's Bay parking lot.
Is that where they're parking now?
Well, the parking lot is for all Bohemians to park.
Yeah, the parking lot is not for the employees of a private entity. Hold on. Producer, line up the caller.
Call back, man.
For the staff of an entity that told its own staff, we built this building. We didn't build enough parking for the staff. And we parking for the staff because we didn't build enough parking for the number of units in the building. And surely we have legislation.
No, we don't have legislation.
That prescribes that if you are building a housing complex, any type of residential entity, that you must have...
Not for staff. There ain't no
a
legislation.
A commensurate number of parking spots as for
residents. Yeah, for guests and residents.
And for staff.
No, nothing but staff. You adding that in.
No, I said that we need legislation.
Oh, we need legislation.
Otherwise...
But who is the parking space for, Aaron?
Listen.
I'm just asking, who the parking space for?
For the people that need to be there.
Then that's the employees. They can park any place that is a public parking space.
No, no, that Goodman's Bay is not for Goldwyn staff. Goldwyn
is for Bohemians.
To find a private parking entity to accommodate their staff.
Well, they say they're going to do it. I'm not sure if that happened yet. We haven't heard anything since. There was an announcement. We still, if you pass there, you see the parking lot full from morning. Somebody parking there. The beach empty, but a lot of cars park. So, but who am I to complain?
A Bohemian citizen.
Yeah, they're right across from the
Here's another story quickly. Taxi driver divisions on cruise port call-up. The Bahamas Taxi Cab Union's president yesterday said he does not have time to waste on taxi drivers who refuse to join the Nassau Cruise Port's call-up system. Dear sir, do you have time to tell the members of your union that it's illegal to turn right on red, and it's illegal to turn left on red anywhere but University Drive and University Commons? Have you told them that they're required to use their turn signal by law? Have you told them that sidewalks are for people who are walking and not for them to post up looking for tourists?
I see we have another caller here. Patrick called it true. This text says, hey, Goodwyn is doing a better job cleaning the sand than the ministry of responsible for Goodman's Bay Beach. The house, Perry Christie Purchase, has become a...
When we fire both Beaches and Park and Goldwyn, Goldwyn have to go home.
We'll leave them.
Beaches and Park is behaving.
Don't take them to jobs. Just go ahead, caller.
I'm CA on Aaron.
Hey.
Now, the foreign press that I know can make up stories too. You see that story, A Nation for Sale? If Pendant had sued NBC, he would have won. Because the same thing Brian Walsh tried to do to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, but he worked with ABC. ABC, Donald Trump may tell him to prove it, or I would sue you all to retract it. ABC fired Brian Walsh. Because Trump said, I will sue you all. And retract that statement. Google, ABC fired Brian Walsh. The same story. They try on Penland. He can prove it in court. Penland said to sue with him. Because to this day, they can not money like drug money. They can prove it in court to this day. So the foreign press and the FNM, they'll run to the foreign press just to gain power. The FNM, they're known for that.
Thank you.
So okay. A small story in the Bahamas seemed like the world's for coming to an end.
Okay, we hear you. Let's go to the next caller. I just want to remind people that 242 days on Saturday, February 24th, this and every 24th February, the 24th day of the second month, show your Bohemian pride, fly your Bohemian flags, wear Bohemian flag colors, eat your Bohemian food, create and listen to Bohemian music, donate in the sequence of 242, do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, please consider pricing items $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc. Let's have fun. That's 242 day, which is on Saturday, February 24th. And this is every 24th of February moving from now into perpetuity.
Absolutely. Let me Continue reading from the article. Taxi driver divisions on cruise port call up. Wesley Ferguson questioned, quote, how often are we going to rehash the same story, close quotes, adding, quote, all they have to do is come inside the system. I don't have any time to cut bush behind rabbit. We don't have any rabbits in the Bahamas. The union president spoke after a group of taxi drivers unaffiliated with the BTCU, Nassau Cruise Port Taxi Committee, yesterday took issue with how the call-up system is operating and the way in which some drivers were being penalized for alleged infractions. Referring to the committee's chairman, Hubert McIntosh, Mr. Ferguson said, quote, he just wants to remain relevant. And when you respond to them directly, it just keeps going on and on and on. Then you end up giving them relevance and legitimacy. I want nothing to do with Mr. McIntosh, close quotes. Mr. McIntosh, when contacted by this newspaper, said he was unable to speak at that moment and requested be called back later, but he didn't respond at the arranged time. But according to media reports, he voiced concern at the process being used to block taxi drivers who allegedly committed infractions from Nassau Cruise Port for up to 5 days, arguing that only the Road Traffic Department has the lawful authority to regulate taxi drivers.
So not the Cruise Port commission people?
Well, I mean, I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah. Call back. I see you.
That only Road Traffic has the lawful authority to regulate taxi drivers.
Interesting.
So the question is, are these taxi drivers being entered the port to pick up passengers? Let's go to the phone line.
Let's go to the phone line, producer.
And I'll get back to that in a second.
We have done a call-up system, and that's just what we concluded for the port. That's okay.
And I'm fine with that. So I can't come in the call-up system. Let's go to the phone line. Are these taxis being driven off of the wharf? Because I could pick up taxi.
You can't be on the wharf. You got to park someplace and walk. Go ahead, caller. You have a parking space here? Yeah, but got to be on the
line. Yeah, but I don't care. But if I can't, let's go to the caller.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, now.
Yes, if we don't have a collective speech, we wouldn't have no beach. Now, those two rodents, those three rodents you see running around the steps, they're my brethren, them. I know all them, man. That's my sport base going to exercise right there, right?
Okay.
And so, given the fact that we know that the international, we saw the statement about 18 murders, which was a lie, right? Given the fact that we know that they're hating on us and we're hating each other, why don't they, the Ministry of Tourism, somebody ride around so they can have a panoramic view of what's going on? The rodents by the steps is very inglorious, and so, it's supposed to do is come and film that and put that on the internet. You'll get mad with them too. But
Yeah, we get mad. Let's go to the next call. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Maybe a wise idea to charge Goldwyn for parking at Goodman's. Then the parks and between have money.
Employees pay it.
Okay, employees got to pay.
Yes.
Behemoths.
No.
Charge not the behemoths, charge the company for their employee parking.
No.
I agree, but I don't know if the employer is going to agree with that.
But I hear you. Well, I hear you.
They're trying to own the beach right indirectly.
I could see somebody urging someone to consider how much they want their job.
But we conclude. Thank you very much. We have about 60 seconds to go, Aaron.
Yeah.
This parking thing or this call-up system at the port is entertaining.
See, because I don't need to be a part of the union. I don't need to go on the port to be able to pick up tourists. My only question is, are taxi drivers being moved off of that road we call Prince George Wharf, the road abutting the port? Because surely I could drive through there and pick up tourists if I want.
Also, we have a rat problem. And when I say we have a rat problem, we went on bay. The rat is running you off a bay. Right on bay. And the rats was fat.
That's because we refuse to implement a proper public sanitation program where we put up the proper size garbage bins, and we employ people to stay on Bay Street and empty bins all day.
How do you get the rat off of Bay, though?
I just told you.
You gotta put poison, man. You gotta kill the rat.
No, anyway.
Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM and CA News. I said to make the whole place stink until it's felt better. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.